The Biomass Conference is being put on by the city of Tanana, a small interior community which has pioneered use of wood-fired space heat and hot water systems to reduce consumption of diesel fuel. City Manager Bear Ketzler says the conference is aimed at helping others learn from Tanana's experience.
When we started moving into it, we kind of thought, let's just keep in mind that we want to take our learning curve. And every time you make those improvements, the usage of gallons of diesel just drop tremendously.
Ketzler says wood replaces 8,000 to 12,000 gallons of diesel fuel annually in Tanana. He says many communities represented at this week's conference are more compact than Tanana and better positioned to make broader use of wood-fired energy through district heating systems. Ketzler says wood can also fuel a local economy.
Most of our wood is come from driftwood. This year we had a kind of a unique thing happen. We had another community a couple hundred miles up from Tanana bring down this big, tremendous, large raft of firewood. And so that 70 cords coming from Stevens Village, was welcome in a sense of that's just more or less wood that have to be gathered locally.
Ketzler says Tanana pays $250 a cord for wood delivered to the city. This week's Biomass Conference covers a broad range of subjects from planning and system design to maintenance, fuels, and sustainability. Not all communities can count on driftwood to fuel biomass systems. Galena City Council member John Corda says wood chips are being eyed to fuel a biomass boiler to heat the Galena boarding school.
The cool thing about chips is you can utilize way more of the resource. You can use the brush, the branches, stuff that, a lot of times if you're harvesting hot firewood, you just cut that off and leave it out in the woods.
The Galena School operates out of a former Air Force base, and Corda says military money to cover fuel during the transition is running out, and the school's future hinges on stabilizing energy costs. Galena Village Corporation CEO Betty Huntington says the Wood Energy Conference is a good learning opportunity before investing in biomass.
It costs a lot, so we don't want to make any big mistakes here, so everybody has to do their homework. We want to support it, so I'm here at this conference just to learn what other people are doing and what works and what may work for us.
A wide range of biomass technology is getting attention at this week's conference. Fairbanks alternative energy entrepreneur Bernie Carl updated conference attendees on a large-scale biomass power plant he's developed in conjunction with United Technologies. Carl is also marketing a smaller homeowner-sized Canadian-made biomass gasification boiler.
These are EPA-approved home gasifiers that you can put in your home for burning your wood. And if you buy from us, we're going to see to it that you have a little 1.5 kW little screw that goes with it so you can make electricity for your home.
Carl says a model size for an average house costs about $6,000, but can pay for itself in energy savings in a year and a half. The Wood Energy Conference, which runs through Friday, includes field trips to Carl's North Pole Biomass Facility, the Superior Pellet Fuel Plant in North Pole, and a fly-in to see the wood-fired facilities in Tanana. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.